Governor Evers signed an order yesterday calling the state legislature into a special session starting on November 7th to address gun violence. Evers hopes lawmakers will vote on two bills, one to require background checks for most private gun sales, and another to create a red flag law that would allow authorities to take guns away from someone a judge has decided poses a threat to themselves or others. Republican leaders in the Assembly and Senate responded that they won't consider the bills and expect to end the special session almost as soon as it starts. The governor said if that happens, he plans to keep pressing the issue. Maurice Shepard is an instructor of political science at Madison College. He's with us now in the studio. Maurice, thanks a lot for joining us again on Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, can you start by giving us a refresher on a special session in the state legislature? When does that happen?
Sure. Well, Wisconsin is one of 10 states that has a full-time legislature. Across the country, many states have, a mechanism to have a special session of the legislature. So in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin State Constitution provides for the governor and also for the state legislature itself to call for a special session. In the Wisconsin Constitution, I think it's Article 5, Section 4, which actually gives, once again, the governor that power, and then also Article 6, Section 11, that mandates that once that special session begins, that it focus narrowly on the particular issue that the governor or the legislature has called for.
So generally, governors aren't going to say, we're going to have a special session just for general stuff. It's going to be for a particular issue or maybe a package of bills.
Correct. And in Wisconsin, again, it's a little different. Wisconsin being one of the 10 states that has a full-time legislature. In states that have part-time legislatures, the special sessions are fairly regular that if, for example, there's a natural disaster, something that needs urgent attention, or if there's a budget issue. For states that have part-time legislatures, special sessions are more usual. And with full-time sessions, there can be and there are those that argue that having a special session with a full-time state legislature may not be necessary. So there are other than natural disasters and that sort, others say that there may be politics involved here.
Well, and the gun issue, there are a lot of politics involved there. What do you make of Governor Evers calling a special session on the gun issue and on two particular bills in this session?
Well, I think in terms of timing, for Governor Evers, we're at just past the 20-year mark of Columbine, again, that tragedy, and then most recently in the news, El Paso, and then the shootings in Dayton. And I think for Governor Evers, he believes and he sees this as a public safety issue to address, once again, the sort of gun control or gun issue. And he hasn't had a lot of in the political science world and public policy. We talk about issues that when they're just a condition, they're manageable. So maybe up until fairly recently for Governor Evers, he saw that, okay, this is a condition that we need to address. But with, again, the more recent acts of violence, particularly in schools and also in Dayton and El Paso, he sees it now as a problem. Therefore, he needs to take immediate action to address this.
Let's take a listen to Governor Evers yesterday announcing this special session, talking about what he wants to see from the other side of the aisle.
I want Republicans and the legislature to work with Democrats to send these bills to my desk. And if they're not willing to do so, then every single member of the legislature should have the opportunity to vote on it and have their vote speak for itself.
So there's the public safety issue itself, but that also sounds like, hey, I want people on record voting on this maybe in time for 2020 elections. Evers thinks that on these issues, maybe the political support is on his side and he wants to have them in his toolkit for the election.
And in terms of for Governor Evers, that he has public opinion on his side. One of the latest Marquette polls show that about 80% of Wisconsinites across the board support some form as they would call it, sort of common sense gun regulation. And that even holds up under, once again, gun owners. So this isn't just sort of non-gun owners that believe that something needs to be done in this area. Again, there are also the gun owners that support it. And Wisconsin, compared to other states, Connecticut, I think, was one of the first states to have something like, once again, the red flag laws, and there are other states that have it. So I think the two pieces of legislation that the governor is looking to address during the special session, in some ways, Wisconsin is not leading the way here. There are other states that have already blazed the trail.
Talking to Maurice Shepard from Madison College, looking at a special session of the state legislature called by Governor Evers, looking at issues related to guns, gun control, and gun violence. Today, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, the Republican leader of the Senate, said he expects to gavel a session to a close shortly after it opens without a vote. We're hearing the Assembly, they're saying, Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker, says, yeah, these aren't going to get voted on. What do you make of the Republican response to these proposals?
Well, in terms of the Republican response, when you have a special session for Governor Evers, there's a great deal of uncertainty there. There's nothing guaranteed that they have to, once again, for the Republicans who control both the upper chamber and the lower chamber of the state legislature, that they actually have to act on this. So there's a bit of a gamble there. And I think in terms of public statements by some of the Republican leaders, they're really looking at this. They are sincere in terms of protecting, once again, looking after public safety. But for them, there's also a number of constitutional issues, Second Amendment rights and also due process rights.
Republican Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke joined the morning show earlier today here on the Ideas Network. He said he was bringing forth legislation to focus on what he called the root causes of shootings. Here's a listen.
I'm going to be announcing a bill here in the next couple of weeks that will develop a pilot program to deliver mental health care access directly into the schools in a way that we haven't done before, so that schools can get the help that they need when dealing with these kids that are presenting with mental health issues early on in life. I think that's where we really need to attack the problem.
So even if the proposals Governor Evers is pushing for don't happen, that sounds like the kind of thing that Democrats and Republicans might both buy into, providing better mental health access to kids.
Right. And for the Republican legislators, they have a history of, again, supporting and putting forward legislation to address this issue. After Columbine, Republicans in the state legislature put forward the creation of a 1-800 number so that students can use to basically provide information if they felt that there was a shooter maybe, once again, in the building or someone was posing a threat. They also provided some legislation that directed more policies toward behavioral issues, asking parents to sort of monitor their children's internet use, the viewing of dangerous video. So the Republicans in Wisconsin have a history of attempting to address this issue.
Now let's look at the proposals that Evers is putting forward. The background check one would expand who has to provide a background check when a gun is purchased. Right now, federally licensed dealers have to. This would expand background checks to include most, but not all, private sales of guns. There would be exemptions, I think, for family-to-family transfers, some kinds of antiques, things like that. It closes what some people call the gun show loophole. I'm throwing up air quotes there because a lot of times it doesn't actually happen at a gun show, for example. That, as I understand it, that's the background check expansion that the governor's looking for. Is that about right?
That's about right. And in terms of that, in terms of some of the Republicans, I think for Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, he makes the point, and he said this recently, that he does support some possible enhanced, once again, background check and that sort of thing. But he believes that the existing law, what we already have on the books, is sufficient. That what we need to do is focus on the enforcement of it. Maybe once again, additional resources in that sort. So again, there's common ground in terms of wanting to do something. Again, the conflict is in terms of how do we move forward.
And the red flag law, this says a judge would have to sign off on it if police or family members raise concerns. I worry this person is going to harm themselves or others. They need their firearms to be separated from them in some way. As you say, this is something that's happened in other states, but you mentioned concerns about due process. And it seems like that's where people might object to this particular provision.
Exactly, in terms of how do you decide which person is more threatening than another. And the other point that Republican leaders bring up is for these two particular pieces of legislation that will be addressed during this special session, they argue that there's no real evidence to show that these produce sort of the outcomes or the findings that the governor and Democrats that are also ones can support this legislation that they claim it provides, that, you know, it's legislation. It will make people feel good, but there's no real evidence to show that it will actually produce the outcomes that folks say.
We're talking to Maurice Shepherd, political science instructor at Madison College, looking at Governor Evers' announcement of a special session of the legislature to deal with issues related to gun violence and two specific pieces of legislation, expanding background checks and the red flag law we were just talking about. We'll go to your calls now. Matt is with us in Wynn Lake. Matt, hi.
Hi. I agree with Mr. Shepherd on that a lot of these laws have been proven they'll just make us feel better. But there's really no evidence that shows that it will change anything. I think what our legislators need to do is get that to work. This is a fall session. It's about people control. It's restricting our rights, Second Amendment, thou shalt not be infringed. And the other thing with that is that, you know, these red flag laws, it does take away people's rights and due process, as you had mentioned earlier. It's really about narratives from the left that are trying to have people control. If you can get an emotional conversation, it gets people to agree with you with that false sense of security. And, you know, not only with that, but also with free speech. You know, now there's coming up this big movement of hate speech. There is no such thing as hate speech.
Matt, thanks for the call. I want to stick with the gun issue in the legislature now. Matt pointing to the Second Amendment part that says shall not be infringed. Of course, a lot of people point to the part that says well regulated as a window to allow some form of regulation. And it's going to be hard to resolve anytime soon, Maurice.
Yeah, and there have been a number of Supreme Court cases that that have dealt with, once again, the Second Amendment. If I can just comment quickly on something that Matt's point, again, and as you referenced sort of my comment in terms of, again, sort of the possible lack of evidence in terms of these pieces of legislation producing the outcomes that they actually want. The one thing I will say that could be a benefit in terms of this special session of the state legislature is that, and again, this may be part of Governor Evers' sort of plan, is that you're forcing, one, attention on this particular issue. And two, if you can at least get in the room and talk, sometimes, you know, magic can happen. So even right now, before, once again, November 7th, when, once again, the special session takes place, you know, if once again, for members of the state legislature, Democrats and Republicans, if they can get in the room and at least begin to consider, you know, they can sort of look at where there is common ground, not just focus on where they have differences, but again, where can they meet?
Thanks a lot for that call, Matt. We'll go to another Matt now in Waukesha. Matt, hi.
Hey, so I went to Wauwatosa West High School in the early to mid-90s. I graduated in 95. I was there in 93 when a former student walked in and gunned down the associate principal, Dale Brightlow, killed him in the hallway. If there had been some sort of red flag warning at the time, the gunman, Leonard McDowell, would not have been able to get his hands on a weapon, which ultimately changed the lives of literally thousands of students in the Wauwatosa School District, as well as a whole bunch of other surrounding areas, because it was just insane. And then I end up going to college and I watched the Columbine thing when I'm up at UW-Madison. And it's like, how many times do we have to keep watching this? Because if we sit here and keep doing nothing, we will accomplish exactly that, nothing. And something needs to be done.
Matt, thanks a lot for the call. Maurice?
Again, the other Matt here hit on an important point that, you know, something in terms of this has gone from a condition to a problem. And for Republicans, even though right now current Republican leadership makes the argument that, again, new legislation isn't necessary, the Republican Party has been in the past, they have put forward legislation. I think it was in 2018, Governor Walker called a special session to actually provide additional funding for safer schools, whereas I think it was possibly $100 million for schools around the state. They could apply once again for this money to improve the building security, to hire resource officers and provide additional safety training opportunities for security and staff. So This is a problem. And at least on the Republican side, you know, they have taken in the past some steps toward trying to address this.
Matt, thanks for sharing that story. We are talking about Governor Evers' call of a special session in the state legislature focused on gun violence issues, looking for two pieces of legislation in particular, expanding background checks on firearm purchases and creating red flag laws here in Wisconsin. Back to your calls now. Mary Ann is with us in La Crosse. Mary Ann, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say I wholeheartedly, as a mother and as a woman and as an active voter, support Governor Evers, and I thank God he is doing something. Even if the Republicans in power do nothing, he is bringing attention to this issue, and the overwhelming majority of citizens in Wisconsin want these laws changed. They want these laws passed. So I'll be honest, I have a son in elementary school. I am not interested in arming teachers. I'm not interested in lockdown drills. I'm not interested in security personnel with guns at entrances to schools. So the comment of your guest that, yes, under Governor Walker, huge incentive to try to just make our schools into prisons instead of addressing the problem. And yes, will this solve everything? No. But if it saves the person, Matt, who called in earlier, the assistant principal, if it saves one life, if the red flag law would have saved that person's life and a whole community would not be in mourning as a result of it, it's worth it, folks. It's a start.
Marianne.
And if the Republicans want to solve the problem, then keep going in that direction farther than Governor Evers and get these assault weapons off our streets.
Marianne, thanks for the call. Maurice, your thoughts?
In terms of public policy, literature, how policies are made and that sort, one idea is sort of incrementalism. And some of the research in terms of not just sort of gun control, but developing public policy in general, that public policy, if it's gun, once again, gun violence or anything else related to that, that these are complex issues. The gun debate, I think, is also, again, sort of important as it relates to constitutional rights. So by having a special session for Governor Evers, he can once again focus a spotlight on this issue. There is, and there may be once again, a political benefit for him and the Democratic Party. You know, this is politics. You can't move away from that. But also, again, you never know what will happen. If they have this session, there could be incremental change. Again, there may not be that single piece of policy that addresses the issue for now and forever, but maybe something can happen. We can get on the path toward maybe having some workable policies that will address the issue.
Marianne, thanks for the call. Marianne mentioned assault rifles, and one thing that's not on the governor's list here is the idea of mandatory buybacks of assault rifles, however those get defined. That would require some careful legislating there, I guess. He had hinted he might consider that last month. He hasn't included that in this special session.
Yeah, and I'm not sure in terms of the research on that, how effective that is in terms of, once again, buybacks. But also, as a researcher myself, one of the issues in terms of buybacks, it would require more government expenditure. Again, for voters and for elected officials, they have to make that decision. Will the additional, once again, funds and resources to put in to implement that policy, to carry it out and that sort, is that, once again, is that cost worth the benefit?
Thanks again for the call. Have you seen the dynamics of the gun debate changing? Because I think a lot of times there's been the idea that there's obviously a very strong pro-Second Amendment movement that has is pretty politically powerful. There might be people on the other side who also feel strongly but not as well organized politically. Do you see that changing, especially since the Parkland, Florida shootings?
I think that for most, and I am a starry-eyed sort of optimist, so I'll just sort of lay that out. But I think there is, once again, room that there's common ground. If you're, again, if you support, once again, sort of the Second Amendment, or if you're not, once again, part of the gun culture, there is common ground there in terms of that, you know, particularly little children should not have to go to school and worry about being, once again, not coming home. That is not just a public safety issue, but that's, once again, a moral issue, I think, that our elected officials have to and our society needs to deal with.
Maurice, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Maurice Shepard, instructor of political science at Madison College. He was with us to talk about Governor Evers' announcement yesterday that he's calling the legislature into a special session next month to consider two bills meant to curb gun violence. Republican leaders say those bills won't make it to a vote when they do convene.